This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Mike Kanin back, Executive Director with Anglers for Conservation. Mike, tell us about the good works that your organization does.
Anglers for Conservation is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we educate future generations of marine stewards through habitat restoration, conservation, and community outreach. We do events all over the state of Florida, bring our events to the community, and we teach children and youth about our environment, teach them about sustainable, recreational, and respectable fishing. And we really try to get them to be thankful for what our free resources are. And each one of them goes home with a free fishing rod and a free tackle box, thanks to the Fish Florida license plate.
So you're going to have a big fundraiser, and this is the biggest one you do?
Yes, throughout the year. We have a couple different fundraisers. This one has historically been the biggest one we do. And it's a dinner, and it's going to be a great time. It's called Protect Our Waters. The dinner is provided by Shells and beer by Carroll Distributing. We've got some Mai Tais. $50 gets you in the door. Not too sure too many places you can take a date now for under $100, two people. I've got a silent auction, some live music from Billy Chapman. It's going to be a great time. And best thing about it is it's sitting right there at Front Street Park, right on the river. So you get to hop outside and enjoy the river breeze.
I think you just planned our weekends for us. It happens on the 14th, Front Street Park, and how would people get tickets?
You can log on to our website. It's anglersforconservation.org and look under our special events. We encourage you to get tickets before the event because we can't guarantee you if you walk up and show up at the door.
So seating is limited.
Seating is limited, yes. And we've got some really special guests that are coming in the angling community this year. We've got Captain Blair Wiggins, Alex Goritschke, Dave Farrell, Captain Glenn Austin, John Kaminsky, and Scott Lum. Got some really great guys coming, too.
So will they be speaking?
They're going to be hanging out and enjoying the event, enjoying the food and the silent auction. What we do is we like to help them out because they help us out so much throughout the year. These are professional guides. You see them sometimes on TV, or you can hire them for guides. They're just big supporters of Anglers for Conservation.
Is this a nationwide organization?
We're Florida-based. We are founded out of Satellite Beach, Florida, and we do events throughout the entire state of Florida. And most of our events, we're really based in Brevard County because we don't have the manpower to do statewide events. But during the spring, we house about 7 events that are all throughout the state of Florida, from Key West up to St. Marks and the Panhandle.
So this is the biggest fundraiser, and all the proceeds of this event go towards?
Go right back to educating the kids. Just about 100% of our money goes right back into the community. We're proud to give back to the community when the community gives so much to us.
So tell us a little bit about the silent auction. What kind of items do you have?
Well, we've got some pretty cool stuff. We've got Inland Atlantic Seafood has got a seafood boil for 4. So you can go by and tell them that, hey, I'm Jimmy and I'm ready to pick up my seafood boil. And you go there and you got a seafood boil. We've also got zoo trips, lots of odds and ends. We try to make a very diverse silent auction because it's not fishing based. We know some of the ladies that come there may not exactly want like fishing poles and things like that. So we try to give a nice diverse selection of auction items.
Okay. So once again, it happens on the 14th at Front Street Park. And let's give them the web address again where they can get their tickets.
It's www.anglersforconservation.org.
All right. And they could also go there to find out about events, about getting involved and maybe volunteering or making a donation?
Yes. Can't make the event. You can make a donation through there. You can also sign up to volunteer because we are a volunteer-based organization. And it takes volunteers to make all these events happen because I tell you what, I can't educate 200 kids by myself.
Cool. Well, thank you for all your good works in our community. And we hope everyone will come out and support your organization.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having us again.